This is Unit 18 of Pimsleur's Persian. Listen to this conversation. An American woman is shopping with some acquaintances. You'll hear her say,
Un kitab ro,
which means that book. Listen.
Gush konid.
Listen.
Mikham un kitab ro becharam. Mishe pul behem qarz bedin?
Hatman. Qeymatesh chande?
Gerun nist. 25000 tomane. اما اونقدر پول با هم نیست. میتونید 5000 تومان به هم قرض بدید؟
بله، اینم 5000 تا.
ببخشید، خیلی تند حرف میزنید. چی گفتید؟
اینم 5000 تا. میتونم 5000 تومان به شما قرض بدم. کافیه؟
بله، خیلی متشکرم.
Now you'll hear the conversation again, but this time there will be a difference. Pay attention to the word endings. Instead of
id,
you'll hear
in.
This form is still polite, but somewhat less formal, and you'll hear it frequently. Listen again.
یک بار دیگر گوش کنید.
میخوام اون کتاب رو بخرم. میشه پول بهم قرض بدین؟
حتماً. قیمتش چنده؟
گرون نیست. 25000 تومانه. اما اونقدر پول با هم نیست. میتونین 5000 تومان به هم قرض بدین؟
بله، اینم 5000 تا.
ببخشین. خیلی تند حرف میزنین. چی گفتین؟
اینم 5000 تا. میتونم 5000 تومان به شما قرض بدم. کافیه؟
بله، خیلی متشکرم.
For now, we'll continue to use the
id
ending. Although we'll practice the less formal
in
from time to time. Now, how do you say 60?
Shast. Shast.
50.
Panjah. Panjah.
Say, that's too expensive.
خیلی گرونه. گرون. خیلی گرونه.
Now say we're out of it or it's finished.
تموم شده.
How do you say this coffee?
این قهوه. In.
Meaning a specific package, she says, I'm going to give this coffee to you.
میخوام این قهوه رو به شما بدم. این قهوه رو. میخوام این قهوه رو به شما بدم.
What's the word for fast or quickly?
Tund. Tund.
Say, you speak too fast.
خیلی تند حرف میزنید. میزنید. حرف میزنید. خیلی تند. خیلی تند حرف میزنید.
She says again, I'm going to give this coffee to you.
میخوام این قهوه رو به شما بدم.
Say the number 69.
69
51
51
37
37
22
22
She says, that's not expensive.
گرون نیست. گرون نیست.
Say, why, yes, it's expensive.
چرا گرونه؟ چرا گرونه؟
Tell me that I speak too fast.
خیلی تند حرف میزنید. خیلی تند حرف میزنید.
Say that you don't understand.
متوجه نمیشم. متوجه نمیشم.
How would you ask an acquaintance if she has money with her? Remember to ask, is money with you?
پول باهاتونه؟ پول باهاتونه؟
How does she say that 20,000 tomans is with her?
20,000 tomans باهامه. باهامه.
No, 30,000.
نه، 30,000 تا.
40,000.
40,000 تا.
55,000.
55,000 تا.
Now say 66,000 tomans.
66,000 tomans.
That's not expensive.
گرون نیست.
How does she say, I'm going to give this tea to you?
میخوام این چای رو به شما بدم. این چای رو.
Ask, it's for me?
برای منه؟
She answers, yes, it's for you.
بله، برای شماست. برای شماست.
How would you ask? It's for whom?
برای کیه؟ برای کیه؟
Now she says, it's for your wife.
برای خانومتونه. برای خانومتونه.
A woman is speaking with an acquaintance. She says, my husband is over there. Here's the word for husband.
گوش کنید و تکرار کنید.
شوهر. هر. شوهر. شوهر.
Say, husband.
شوهر.
Do you remember how to say, my wife?
خانومم. خانومم.
Now try to say, my husband.
شوهرم. شوهرم. شوهرم.
How do you say, it's over there?
اونجاست. اونجاست.
How does the woman say, my husband is over there?
شوهرم اونجاست. شوهرم اونجاست.
Say, excuse me, you speak very fast.
ببخشید، خیلی تند حرف میزنید. خیلی تند حرف میزنید.
Who is over there?
کی اونجاست؟
She says, my husband is over there.
شوهرم اونجاست. شوهرم اونجاست.
Suppose you and your wife are at someone's home. Your hostess asks, would your wife like some tea?
گوش کنید و تکرار کنید.
خانومتون چای میل دارن؟ میل دارن؟ دارن؟ میل میل دارن؟ چای میل دارن؟ خانمتون چای میل دارن؟
دارن
means she has or he has. The combination
میل دارن
is something like has a desire for. Ask, has she a desire for or would she like?
میل دارن میل دارن.
How does your hostess ask, would your wife like some tea? Or your wife tea would like?
خانومتون چای میل دارن. خانومتون چای میل دارن.
What's the word for husband?
شوهر.
Try to say, your husband.
شوهرتون. شوهرتون.
Another day, you're speaking with Mrs. Azari. Try to ask her, would your husband like some tea?
شوهرتون چایی میل دارن؟
Here's another way to ask that. Just listen.
آقای آذری چای میل دارن؟ آقای آذری چای میل دارن؟
Asking, would Mr. Azari like some tea? Is more polite and also more formal than saying, your husband. Repeat Mr. Azari after the speaker.
آقای آذری. آذری. آقا. آقای آذری.
Notice the linking sound between the two words. Say Mr. Azari.
آقای آذری.
Ask, would Mr. Azari like some tea?
آقای آذری چایی میل دارن؟ آقای آذری چایی میل دارن؟
Mrs. Azari knows that he would. Listen to how she accepts.
اگه لطف کنید. اگه لطف کنید.
Literally, if kindness you do. Listen and repeat the part that means kindness you do.
لطف کنید. کنید. لطف لطف کنید.
Now the word if.
گوش کنید و تکرار کنید.
اگه اگه.
Say if.
اگه اگه لطف کنید.
She says again, if you would be so kind.
اگه لطف کنید.
Ask Mrs. Azari again, would Mr. Azari like some tea?
آقای آذری چای میل دارن؟
Do you remember how to say please to a waiter?
لطفاً. لطفاً.
In a social situation, however, it's more polite to say if you would be so kind. How does she say this?
اگه لطف کنید. اگه لطف کنید.
In accepting or refusing an offer, Iranians often omit yes or no, so she accepts by saying, if you would be so kind.
اگه لطف کنید.
Once more, how did you ask if Mr. Azari would like some tea?
آقای آذری چای میل دارن؟ میل دارن.
Now try to ask Mrs. Azari, would you like some tea?
شما چای میل دارید؟ دارید. چای میل دارید؟
How do you ask Mrs. Azari if she would like some tea?
چای میل دارید؟
You could also ask politely, shall I bring some tea for you? First, I bring.
گوش کنید و تکرار کنید. بیارم. رم. بیا. بیارم.
Say, I bring.
بیارم.
And how did you say, for you?
برای شما.
Here's another, less formal way to say that. Listen and repeat again.
براتون. تون. برا. براتون.
Say again, less formally, for you.
براتون.
Now try to say, less formally, for you I bring.
براتون بیارم. بیارم. براتون. براتون بیارم.
Now try to ask, shall I bring some tea for you? Literally, tea for you I bring.
چایی براتون بیارم. چایی براتون بیارم.
For now, use this less formal phrase for you, only in this question. Ask Mrs. Azari once more if you should bring some tea for her.
چایی براتون بیارم.
She says, if you would be so kind.
اگه لطف کنید. اگه لطف کنید.
Now suppose you and the Azaris are at someone's home. How does the hostess ask Mrs. Azari, would Mr. Azari like some tea?
آقای آذری چای میل دارن؟ آقای آذری چای میل دارن؟
Mrs. Azari answers, if you would be so kind.
اگه لطف کنید. اگه لطف کنید.
Now your hostess asks you, how about you?
شما چطور؟ شما چطور؟
Would you like tea?
شما چای میل دارید؟ چای میل دارید؟
Shall I bring some tea for you?
چای براتون بیارم؟ چای براتون بیارم؟
Even if you do want tea, in Iran it's polite to refuse an offer at least once, and generally twice. So you say, thanks, don't go to any trouble. First, just listen.
مرسی، زحمت نکشید. زحمت نکشید.
Literally, trouble don't bear. Repeat the last part after the speaker.
نکشید. شید. نکه. نکشید.
Now listen and repeat the first part.
زحمت. مت. زح. زحمت.
Now put them together to say, don't go to any trouble.
زحمت نکشید. زحمت نکشید.
How does your hostess ask, shall I bring some tea for you?
چای براتون بیارم؟
Now just listen.
چای میل دارید براتون بیارم؟ چای میل دارید براتون بیارم؟
Did you understand? She asked something like, would you like me to bring some tea for you? Say, thanks, don't go to any trouble.
مرسی، زحمت نکشید.
Now she asks Mrs. Azari, would Mr. Azari like some coffee?
آقای آزاری قهوه میل دارن؟ میل دارن؟
Mrs. Azari says, I don't know.
نمیدونم.
My husband is over there.
شوهرم اونجاست. شوهر. شوهرم. شوهرم اونجاست.
But don't go to any trouble.
اما زحمت نکشید. زحمت نکشید.
Now your hostess asks you, how about you?
شما چطور؟
Shall I bring some coffee for you?
قهوه براتون بیارم؟ قهوه میل دارید براتون بیارم؟
Say, don't go to any trouble.
زحمت نکشید. زحمت نکشید.
But after two offers, you accept. Say, if you would be so kind.
اگه لطف کنید. اگه لطف کنید.
How do you say, my husband?
شوهرم.
Your wife.
خانومتون.
How does your hostess ask, "Would your wife like some tea?"
خانمتون چای میل دارن؟ خانمتون چای میل دارن؟
Say, if you would be so kind.
اگه لطف کنید.
Now she asks, how about you?
شما چطور؟
Shall I bring some tea for you?
چای براتون بیارم.
Decline by saying, don't go to any trouble.
زحمت نکشید. زحمت نکشید.
Suppose you're out with some acquaintances and you remember that you have to buy a few things. How does one of the women say, I can loan some money to you?
میتونم پول به شما قرض بدم. میتونم پول به شما قرض بدم.
Is 60,000 enough?
60,000 تا کافیه؟
Tell her, that's a lot.
خیلی زیاده. خیلی زیاده.
40,000, 50,000 is enough.
40,000 تا 50,000 تا کافیه.
One of the items you want to buy is coffee. Ask if coffee is expensive.
قهوه گرونه؟
It isn't, but the shopkeeper is out of it. How does he say that?
تموم شده.
Later you're at the home of those same acquaintances. Your hostess hands you a package. She says, "I want to give this coffee to you."
میخوام این قهوه رو به شما بدم.
Using the word for, she says, it's for you.
برای شماست. برای شماست.
Say, excuse me, you speak fast.
ببخشید. تند حرف میزنید.
It's for whom?
برای کیه؟
How does she say again that it's for you?
برای شماست.
After you thank her, how does she ask, "Would you like some tea?"
چای میل دارید؟
Shall I bring some tea for you?
چای براتون بیارم؟ چای میل دارید براتون بیارم؟
Say, don't go to any trouble.
زحمت نکشید. زحمت نکشید.
Listen.
گوش کنید.
Listen.
زحمت نیست. چای براتون میارم.
She said, "It's no trouble. I'm bringing you some tea." Now say, "If you would be so kind."
اگه لطف کنید. اگه لطف کنید.
She brings your tea. How does she say, "Here you are"?
بفرمایید. بفرمایید.
This is the end of Unit 18. Copyright 2005 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2005 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.